For Connor Molly, playing music is his dream job. He's a second-year music student at the College of the North Atlantic. And for music students, concerts are a big deal. They take time and money and effort and a lot of tuning. Despite practicing for months and endless posters, the CoverGirl concert filled half of its seats, and most of the patrons were moms and dads. Molly knows the struggle to get people to come to student concerts.
People that we don't know, it may be hard, but thankfully we all have very supportive families and friends that like will come to everything. So I'd like to believe it's increasing, but it's certainly harder to get people that you don't know than you do know.
Tuesday night may have looked like a barren gym, but that was double the crowd that normally shows up, according to Molly.
Certainly above average. Being honest, that was like nearly double what we've had in the past.
Maybe it has something to do with marketing. Hugh Alcock thinks so. He's a student event coordinator, as well as a business student. He says that no marketing scheme is too small.
Well, you definitely want to get a lot of engagement from people. You want to really pique people's interests. Social events are kind of hard because people are so busy, but if you definitely make it worthwhile, people will show up, especially for music. I mean, people love music. It's really diverse. Any way you can get that message across in any shape or form will go justice. Nothing is too small to push.
To Molly, whose life goals are music, the audience is important.
We're certainly getting through to people that like this is something that we're certainly passionate about, and we're always getting better each time.
As the show comes to a close, an applause roars. The music students look out into the half-empty audience. Or maybe it's half full. For Kicker News, I'm Rebecca Blake.